This message comes from NPR sponsor, Noom. Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, helps you build new habits for a healthier lifestyle. Check out The Noom Kitchen for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. Senators will be sworn in today as jurors in the impeachment trial of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. Democrats want to dispose of the trial quickly, but NPR's Claudia Grisales reports this has Republicans ramping up pressure to allow a full trial.
Utah Republican Senator Mitt Romney joined other members of his party to say he wants the Senate to have the opportunity for some debate on the Mayorkas impeachment rather than dismiss the trial outright.
I'd far prefer having a debate, a discussion of some kind, or a trial, or a committee discussion. I think a motion to table sets a very unfortunate constitutional precedent.
Senate Democrats may follow Romney's lead since he's a swing vote in a narrowly controlled chamber who could help wrap up the trial as quickly as possible. Democrats criticize the proceeding and argue the impeachment process is intended for high crimes and misdemeanors, not policy disputes. Claudia Grisales, NPR News.
Seven jurors have been selected in the New York criminal fraud trial against former President Donald Trump. There won't be any court activity today, as the judge has ordered breaks in proceedings on Wednesdays. Trump denies charges that he falsified business records to conceal an affair before the 2016 election. Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell says it will probably be a while before the central bank cuts interest rates. In a speech, the Fed chair says that inflation is still running above the central bank's target of 2%. And Powell says that means higher rates need to stay put.
Right now, given the strength of the labor market and progress on inflation so far, it's appropriate to allow restrictive policy further time to work and let the data and the evolving outlook guide us.
Earlier this year, Federal Reserve policymakers signaled they could try to cut interest rates as many as three times in 2024. Russia attacked Ukraine this morning, hitting the northern city of Chernihiv. NPR's Hanna Palomarenko reports from Kyiv. Local authorities say at least 14 people have been killed and about 60 others wounded.
Residents of Chernihiv captured on video the moments of the city under attack. The strike damaged residential buildings and a clinic in a densely populated area. The head of the regional military administration, Vyacheslav Chaus, spoke from the site. He says the enemy launched three missile strikes almost in the center of the city. There are dead and many wounded. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky responded to the shelling and called on partners to show sufficient determination and provide, quote, sufficient support to reflect it. Hanna Polomarenko, NPR News, Kyiv.
This is NPR. The United Arab Emirates is recovering from a catastrophic storm. About a year's worth of rain fell in a single day this week. The airport in the capital, Dubai, was flooded. There's been significant damage reported. The voting technology company Smartmatic has settled its defamation lawsuit against right-wing TV network OAN. NPR Shannon Bond reports that OAN was accused of falsely claiming that Smartmatic rigged the 2020 election for Joe Biden.
A lawyer for the TV network says OAN and Smartmatic reached a settlement under a confidential agreement. He declined to give more details, including about whether any financial compensation was involved. A lawyer for Smartmatic didn't respond to a request for comment. Smartmatic sued OAN in 2021. It said the TV network damaged the company's reputation by accusing Smartmatic of vote tampering, claims Smartmatic said OAN knew were not true. Last year, Fox News settled a similar lawsuit brought by Dominion Voting Systems for nearly $800 million. Smartmatic has also sued Fox News and Newsmax over accusations of election fraud, and Dominion is suing OAN for defamation. Those cases are still ongoing. Shannon Bond, NPR News.
The newly installed leader of the civil rights organization, the Rainbow Push Coalition, is leaving the group. The Reverend Frederick Haynes III only began his leadership on February 1st. The Dallas area pastor did not give a specific reason for his departure, but said it came after prayer and deliberation. The group was founded by civil rights activist Reverend Jesse Jackson. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Elastic. Over 50% of Fortune 500 companies use Elastic to help them make insightful and impactful decisions at speed with Search AI, taking your data into the future. Learn how at searchpowered.elastic.co.